Richard Lothair. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I have a question for you. Why, throughout every generation, is the Jew persecuted wherever we go, wherever we live? Now, I can understand why that occurred before the Messiah of Israel came, because it was from the seed of a Jew that the Messiah would come. But why after? I know why, and I say this to you. You will not understand end times. You will not understand end times unless you understand the Jew, Israel, and the one new man. And I tell you one more thing. As I share this significant end time word, healing is going to flow like a river.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, there is this ancient hatred for the Jew that very few people, including us Jewish people, don't understand. But there are reasons. The genesis of it begins in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. God is speaking, and I will put enmity, that's hatred, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head. Who is he? The Messiah is going to crush the head of the devil. Now, that you understand the devil does not want his head crushed. But there's something so much bigger that he's afraid of, even than that, and you're about ready to find this out. Let's find out more about this seed. Isaiah, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Now, in the Hebrew, the word sign means a miraculous sign. And what will this miraculous sign be? Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. That would be a miraculous sign. Now, some translations say young woman and not virgin. So I'm so glad I have the One New Man Bible, because in the study notes it says, at that time, an unmarried woman of marriageable age had to be a virgin. Why? Because, according to Torah, she'd be stoned if she wasn't a virgin. It goes on to say that this miracle sign not only will be because a virgin will conceive and bear a child, but this child will have a most unusual name, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Now, the most significant description of this seed is found in a prophet by the name of Isaiah, who penned this hearing from God over 800 years before the Messiah even came to earth. I have read this for Orthodox Jewish people, my own father, and he said, stop. You're reading from the New Testament. No, Dad. I am reading from an approved Jewish scripture. Let me read this to you. Isaiah 53, 1. This is a Jewish scripture because it's the One New Man Bible, which uses the Old Testament is the approved Jewish scriptures. Who would have believed our report? In other words, the report of the prophets. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now, we find out the arm of the Lord is Isaiah 59, 16 says, God saw there was no man, Therefore, his own arm brought salvation. In Hebrew, the word, the root of the Hebrew word for salvation here is Yeshua, Jesus. For he grew up before him as a tender plant and a root out of dry ground. That's the miraculous birth. He had no form or splendor, and when we, that's the Jewish people, see him, there'll be no beauty that we should even desire him. He will be despised and rejected by men, a man of pains and having known about sickness, disease, and as one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we Jewish people esteemed him not. Surely, he has borne our sicknesses. The word born in the Hebrew, nasa, is when the high priest put his hand on the scapegoat of all the sins of Israel, and that they would then be on the scapegoat and lead that scapegoat to a place never to be seen again. Same word is there. Surely he has borne, nasa, our sicknesses, our pains. He carried them. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded because of our transgressions, bruised because of our iniquities, the chastisement or the punishment of our peace. The word peace is shalom, which means completeness. In other words, we was upon him and we have been healed by his wounds. We've been made complete. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned each one to his own way. And the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. It just can't get any clearer. So the question is, why doesn't every Jew in the world know that Jesus is the Messiah of Israel? I'm going to tell you three reasons. One, the scriptures say we have spiritual scales on our eyes. Two, we have been taught that you can't be Jewish and believe in Jesus. It's a lie. If Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, I don't think he can be a good Jew and not believe in Jesus. And three, we've been taught by the rabbis there'll be peace on earth when the Messiah comes. That's in Torah. That is true. But that same Torah has Isaiah 53, which says he'll die for our sins. So how about, rather than what the ancient rabbis said, two messiahs, that's what the ancient rabbis said. What about one Messiah, two appearances? Now, there's a mystery. It's called the fullness of the Gentiles. And very few Gentile believers in the Messiah understand this mystery. But I tell you, we're right there now, and I'm going to explain it to you.
We'll be right back. It's supernatural.
Announcing a revolutionary new Bible translation that corrects a 2,000-year-old misunderstanding about the New Covenant and the Jewish roots of the church. Call now and get the One New Man Bible. With its beautiful and durable leather-like cover, it will quickly become your favorite Bible for reading and studying. With more than 4,000 insightful footnotes clarifying and explaining the Hebrew Scriptures, a massive 170-page glossary describing first-century Jewish customs, the Torah portions are divided into weekly readings that Jesus himself was familiar with. There is no other Bible like this. Gain fresh revelation and insights into the New Testament authors. Clearly see the Jewishness of Jesus. Take hold of the supernatural power within the original Hebrew and Greek like never before. Don't miss out on getting the One New Man Mentoring Set. It includes the One New Man Bible, this full-color pamphlet, Biblical Feasts and Holidays of the Bible, plus Sid Roth's revelatory book, The Incomplete Church. Yours for a donation of $79. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9151. Or get two sets, one for you and one to give away as a gift. Two sets for only $129. That's a $29 savings. Please specify offer number SP9151. Call or send your check to Sid Roth. It's super natural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9151 or offer number SP9151 or log on to SidRoth.org.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
A number of people don't realize this, but the Torah is clear, and it says there are judgments for sin. And we Jewish people have been under a judgment by God according to Torah. And this is the judgment by God, according to Torah. It tells us the judgment has come. Why? What will happen? And when it will end. And guess what? You're going to find out when it's going to end. The first judgment is we would lose our land, the land of Israel. Second judgment was we would be scattered to the four corners of the earth. We were. The third judgment was we would be persecuted in whatever country we went to. And the fourth judgment, and this is a judgment, was we would have spiritual blindness. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Harden the hearts of these people, plug their ears and shut their eyes. That way they will not see with their eyes, nor hear with their ears, nor understand with their hearts, and turn to me for healing." But I have good news. Oh, do I have good news? The judgment is over. The judgment is over. The key is found in a phrase that's so important for non-Jewish believers in Jesus to understand, the phrase, the fullness of the Gentiles. It's mentioned two places in the New Testament. First, Luke chapter 21, verse 24. It says, this is how you'll know the fullness of the Gentiles has come and the curse has ended. And they, that's the Jewish people, will fall by the edge of the sword, be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. 67, Jerusalem in Jewish possession, the first sign that we are at the fullness of the Gentile age. Then Romans 11, 25, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery." Look, we can't be ignorant. God's children cannot be ignorant of mysteries. I mean, look around. He's getting ready to return. "Lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until," when's that curse going to be removed? "The fullness of the Gentiles." I can tell you that wherever I go and hold meetings for Jewish people in the United States, I've been in Russia for, you know, a decade or so, almost two decades, and most Jewish people are very open to the gospel in Russia, and that's why I've been there. But now with the fullness of the Gentile age, I go to, you can parachute me in any city of the United States, several hundred Jewish people will come to my lecture on the supernatural, and anywhere from 70% to 99% will boldly stand up and proclaim Jesus is the Messiah. You see, why is that? Because the Jews require a sign. And when they see miracles, when I see miracles, that shouts, God is in the room. And when God is in the room, anything is possible. Romans 11, 15 says, "But if there," it's talking about the Jewish people, "if they're being cast away, is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead?" I'm going to tell you what that means to me. There is coming, and I'm going to talk about it when I come back, there is coming what Paul is beside himself, and he calls it the one new man. Actually, in the Greek, it says the one new humanity. This one new humanity is coming, which is going to be such an explosion of the... And someone was just healed. Someone was just healed. I can tell you right now, someone that had a pain in their back and a pain... Another person had a pain in their neck. If you'll test your back at home and right here, if you have a backache, you stand up and you bend over right now. If you have a backache or if you want to keep it, sit down. Whatever you want. If you have a neck ache, move your head. Now, come on now. Look, we're mishpucha. We're family. Come on, test your back, test your neck. Okay. Look, I won't tell you what else God is doing if you're not going to do this. Some of you have arthritis in your fingers and pain in your fingers. Watch what happens. Your wrist, carpal tunnel. Hey, take it. It's yours. It's yours right now. Just grab it. All right. If you had a pain in your body and the pain is gone now, would you raise your hand so I can see it? Hi. So, look at that. Turn around, some of you. Look. Look, you should see what's going on in people's homes right now. This is what happens at my Jewish meetings. I am going to teach you about the emergence of the one new man and how it's going to change history forever.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs and wonders, and healings as a result of watching It's Supernatural. If you've been touched through watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
There is such an explosion in this place and in your home of the miraculous. I don't know what's wrong with the muscle, but there's a muscle about right here that is, something's wrong with it. It is being healed right now. Here's a truth that Dr. Derek Prince, who now is in heaven, taught me. And once you understand this, you understand a lot of the Bible and a lot of current events. God himself will judge Israel for sin. But God uses Israel to judge the nations for sin. He that touches Israel, the Living Bible says in Zechariah, is the same as someone that pokes their finger in God's eye. Oh, no, don't be stupid, nations. God says in Genesis 12:3, same thing I just said, I, God, will bless those who bless the Jewish people. I, God, will curse those who curse the Jewish people. It couldn't be plainer. Yes, it is. Obadiah 1:15 is even plainer. Listen to this. As you have done to Israel, so it will be done to you. But Sid, that's Old Testament. Huh. It's the only Bible the first church had. Give me a break. They did pretty good. They got you here. They got you here, you know? So I'm going to give you a New Testament reference. That was to set you up for this. Matthew 25:40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, this is Jesus speaking. As you have done unto one of the least of these, my brethren. I looked the word up in the Greek. Brethren, it means from the womb, the Jewish people. As you have done unto the one of the least of the Jewish people, you did it to me. Let's get this straight. We're about ready to see the devil's worst nightmare. You want to see that? I do. I want to see it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. For he himself is our peace, who has made both, that's Jew and Gentile, both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. I told you, peace is shalom. Thus making completeness, as if to say, without the Jew and Gentile together to make completeness, there's an incompleteness. As if to say, the Jewish person that believes in the Messiah is incomplete without the Gentile person that believes in the Messiah. And when the two come together as one new man, one new humanity, this is what Paul says. He's beside himself in that same second chapter of Ephesians, the 18th verse, in whom you are built together into a habitation of God by the Spirit. In other words, a full habitation. Maybe this is what the Messiah meant when he said, when this one new man occurs, he didn't use that terminology, but he said a time is occurring that you will do the same works that I have done, and even greater, and even greater. When that one new man comes together, it will be the devil's worst nightmare. Jesus said it this way. I love it. You've never heard it this way, but this is the way the Messiah says it. In John chapter 17, verse 21 and 22, he's praying, and he says, I pray that they, who's they? There were only two people groups there at that time, Jews and Gentiles. I pray, oh, you said Baptists? No, they didn't exist. I'm sorry, man. Oh, my goodness. I pray that they, Jew and Gentile, might be one, so the world may believe. So what is at stake on the one new man? So the world will believe. You're beginning to understand what the devil understands, that the church is just beginning to have the light bulbs come off. And then it goes in the next verse. He says, by the way, when that happens, the same glory that is on me will be on them. You got that? Anyone interested? Anyone interested in the same glory that's on Jesus to be on you? You see what'll happen when these two people groups come together? It gets better. You think you can't? It gets better. You're going to get it. Okay. Amos, the 9th chapter, the 11th through the 13th verse, so misunderstood. It says, on that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David. The word tabernacle in the Hebrew means the house or the family of David. On that day, I will raise up the family of David, and they will become true Jews. The word Jew comes from a Hebrew word that means a worshiper of the living God, not just a worshiper of history, but a worshiper of reality. And in that day, Amos goes on to describe a revival that the world has never, ever seen. He says that the farmers will go out for the harvest. It'll be a lush harvest, and they will not be able to gather all the fruit till the next harvest has already started. And there's never been a harvest like that. You will not be able to contain what's going to happen when the tabernacle of David is the family of David, the house of David is restored to a personal intimacy with the living God. And the highest calling at this moment is a Gentile Christian, and they do not even know their high calling. Romans 11:11 says, salvation has come to the Gentile to provoke the Jew to jealousy. So you know how you're going to do it? You get mentored in the supernatural. You do the same works as Jesus and even greater. Did you see what just happened in this studio? Only God knows what happened in the homes throughout the world. So many of you were healed instantly. The end time book to the church. My favorite book in the Bible. No, ma'am, it's not Revelation. Esther. Hadassah. Let me tell you about Esther. She is a type of the end time church. Esther was an orphan. Esther, or the church, was young and beautiful. Esther was a virgin. I'm going to tell you something, Esther, church. You could have been the biggest streetwalker prostitute in town. But when Jesus cleansed you, he made you a virgin. I want you to know Esther had favor. Esther hid the fact that if you are the Messiah, you're the same as Abraham's seed. She hid her Jewish roots. Esther soaked in oil and myrrh for a year to smell nice for the king. Esther equipped the Jewish people with the sword, the word of the living God. Esther, when she reached out to spare the Jewish people, opened up the door for the greatest Gentile revival in history. That's why Paul said to the Jew first, opens a great door to evangelize the Gentile. Go do it!
Announcing a revolutionary new Bible translation that corrects a 2,000-year-old misunderstanding about the New Covenant and the Jewish roots of the church. Call now and get the One New Man Mentoring Set. It includes this one-of-a-kind One New Man Bible, this full-color pamphlet, Biblical Feasts and Holidays of the Bible, plus Sid Roth's revelatory book, The Incomplete Church, yours for a donation of $79. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9151. This Bible was translated from Genesis to Revelation by William Morford, a Greek scholar who studied under an amazing Hebrew scholar, the grandson of Eliezer ben Yehuda, the architect of modern-day Hebrew. There is no other Bible like this. With its beautiful and durable leather-like cover, it will quickly become your favorite Bible for reading and studying. With more than 4,000 insightful footnotes clarifying and explaining the Hebrew Scriptures, a massive 170-page glossary describing first-century Jewish customs, the Torah portions are divided into weekly readings that Jesus himself was familiar with and is used by synagogues all over the world today. Even if you're a longtime Bible reader, you will feel as if you're reading the Bible for the first time. Gain fresh revelation and insights into the New Testament authors. Clearly see the Jewishness of Jesus. Take hold of the supernatural power within the original Hebrew and Greek like never before. This 170-page glossary itself is worth the price of the Bible. Hebrew words like shalom have a far deeper meaning than that which is translated into English. When you have shalom, you receive tranquility, justice, sufficient food, clothing, housing, divine health, and so much more. This unique Bible is only one part of the One New Man Mentoring Set, which includes the One New Man Bible. This best-selling full-color fold-out pamphlet, Feasts and Holidays of the Bible, featuring the name of God's appointed festivals, the date of each observance, revelation of how each festival points to Jesus. The Incomplete Church Book, which unveils Sid Roth's biblical research and revelation of the One New Man, a truth that has been lost over generations of faulty theology. Don't miss out on getting the One New Man Mentoring Set. It includes the One New Man Bible, this full-color pamphlet, Biblical Feasts and Holidays of the Bible, plus Sid Roth's revelatory book, The Incomplete Church, yours for a donation of $79. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9151, or get two sets, one for you and one to give away as a gift. Two sets for only $129. That's a $29 savings. Please specify offer number SP9151. Call or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9151 or offer number SP9151. Or log on to SidRoth.org.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest is a daughter of one of the generals of the faith. This young woman represents and will teach you the most stubborn faith I've ever encountered.